warm hellos from Redwood City. And I appreciate all the good mornings and the warmth that it comes kind of radiating out of the chat here. So thank you for those who are making the greetings, and thanks to all those of you who have those kinds of greetings in your heart. So we're continuing with mindfulness of breathing, and one of the wonderful functions or potentials of mindfulness of breathing is a combination of doing both mindfulness and concentration practice, that we are both developing a steadiness of mind to stay on the breath, to really rest in the breathing or stay kind of immersed in the world of breathing without being pulled into extraneous thoughts and ideas and feelings. And it can be a real delight to simplify the mind, even our life in a certain way, and be absorbed in one thing, in this case, the breathing. And it's not necessarily the breathing is so wonderful as it is the absorption, the really kind of intimacy with it. That intimacy and connection and continuity opens up a whole different inner world of possibility. And one of those possibilities is to observe carefully the experience of breathing, which is really where vipassana practice, a practice of insight, begins opening up. And to distinguish, to highlight what observing means, we can distinguish between looking, seeing, and observing. Looking is an active function. If we look for the needle in the haystack, then there's a kind of a staring that might go on. You might kind of really actively engage the eyes to see and try to find the thing that we've been asked to look for. And so it might be very active, engaged. And even the head might go forward, and the eyes may be, you know, more fixated as it kind of really searches the terrain. To see, in the more passive senses there's less active senses of the word, it's just the eye see. There doesn't have to be an intention to see, determination to see, any effort to find anything or look at anything in particular. There's just seeing happens. And we might not even choose what we see. It just new things come in, and you just see that for now. And it's more receptive quality than the active quality of looking. And observing has a little bit of both qualities. Observing has the receptive quality of just seeing, not interfering, not trying so hard, not staring at anything, fixating on something. But it is also a little bit intentional, gentle, loving determination, intentionality, to be intimate with the experience, to really get closer and really feel and sense and experience it in a more precise way. And a little bit like you're still seeing with in that kind of receptive mode, but you've placed a magnifying glass. Or you're still seeing, but you've gotten really close. So I've had a history of being nearsighted, and that's a little bit changing now with cataract surgery in one eye, but still my right eye is nearsighted, and if I keep my hand, you know, 3 feet away from myself, I see that I have a hand, but I don't see many details at all. It's a little bit fuzzy, but as I bring it closer, I can see really all the lines and the fingerprints, and I can see the details of my hand very nicely, and so I can still just seeing. But things get highlighted and clear and clear. So it's a little bit like that, the observing that we're building or finding, discovering, that comes with being settled and immersed in the world of breathing, is to now begin seeing the subtlety or the details, the fingerprints almost, of each little in-breath and out-breath, each little experience of breathing. And so the observing has a little bit more of, maybe kind of intimacy than just seeing might have, but not the active kind of looking forward and reaching out that looking would have. So to observe. So that's kind of the... So to take a comfortable meditation posture and gently close your eyes. And relax. Let go. Soften your body. Tune into your body. See your body. Feel your body. And then within this body, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. The purpose of which is to remind yourself, now you're going to be with your breathing. That you're offering to accompany your breathing. And your breathing, in a sense, is going to accompany you. Hand in hand, you will go. And here you are, you're saying hello to your breathing with these big breaths. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as a way of settling into your breathing more, you might relax your shoulders. And as you relax your shoulders, almost as if you're relaxing into the body breathing. Easing up some of the muscles and that are surrounding the body's engagement in breathing. And the same thing with the belly, to relax the belly as you breathe so that there's a greater connection to breathing and freedom to breathing. And maybe there's also a softening in the chest, the solar plexus area. And as you relax the chest, it's almost like you're able to settle in more to the experience of the body breathing. If you experience the breathing mostly in the nostrils, maybe there's a way of softening, relaxing your face, so that you settle more into the place where you feel the breathing there. As you exhale, to relax your thinking. Calm your thinking a little bit. Reassuring the mind that things are okay at this moment, just for now, here. As you exhale, letting go of your thoughts. As you let go of your thoughts, let go into your breathing. And in the beginning of this sitting, keep returning to your breathing as often as necessary, but do so gently, lovingly. Do so in a way that the returning, the beginning again, is pleasant. The returning, the beginning again itself is done in a way that's calming, relaxing. Maybe a mental Tai Chi, where you flow your awareness back into your breathing. And then stay intimate with the inhales, with the exhales, as if there's a wonderful Tai Chi dance between breathing and your awareness. The awareness mirrors the breathing, follows the breathing, rides the breathing. And relaxing the mind's ability to be aware, so that the awareness of breathing is more receptive than active. But a receptivity that is committed to the intimacy between awareness and breathing. And then with a little bit more intimacy, awareness, getting really close to the inhales and the exhales, begin to experience the details of sensations that come into play as you breathe in, that come into play as you breathe out. Breathing in, breathing out intimately. Letting the sensations that are connected to breathing begin to stand out and highlight in the clarity of awareness that's not swept away in thinking and thoughts, but becomes more like a soft, relaxed magnifying glass that just feels and senses intimately the beginning, the middle, the end of the inhale, the beginning, the middle, and the end of the exhale, observing. Observing the particular detail of your breathing, particular detail of all the sensations that come into play as you breathe. And that is, those sensations are changing. No need to look at the details in any different way, but begin observing in a relaxed, receptive way, how every sensation that comes into play as you breathe changes by fading away or turning into something else. Be the way that waves washing up on a shore are constantly changing as they wash up and roll back on the sand. Immerse yourself in that changing landscape of breathing. observing in a relaxed but careful way. Not only noticing how the sensations change, notice that some appear and disappear. An ongoing sequence of sensations that appear and disappear throughout the inhale, throughout the exhale. No need to think about it or be involved with them, but allow those sensations to be known as coming and going. As we observe the breathing, allowing the sensations to come and go on their own, there is a giving of freedom to those sensations. There's allowing each of them to be its own self as it arises, as it passes. And this way in which observing grants freedom from our involvement, our entanglement, our fixing and wanting, is a wonderful lesson for how to be with others. To allow others to be as they are. To have the ability to be present and maybe even a certain intimacy or closeness or attentiveness, where we allow others to be who they are, where others become free of our desires, our needs, our expectations, our fixing, our wanting, our bias and interpretations. And to allow, to let the deep capacity to observe this way be registered deeply in the mind and the heart, and to stay close to it. So we begin to find wise ways of offering this freedom to others. The freedom from what our minds does. And may it be that this meditation practice that we do offers a lot of freedom for others to be as they are. They might not recognize that you are granting them freedom, because it's really a freedom that within which how they are seen and received in ourselves. And it's a freedom that then also makes more room for the heart's tenderness, kindness, love for others to shine forth. In a way, this freedom that the mind grants to others allows for space for more love, care. And may it be that what we learn here can be expressed in the words, may others be happy. May others be safe. May others be peaceful. May others be free. And may others be included in my circle of care. A care that is characterized by freedom, the giving of freedom to others so they can be themselves in some deep way. May all beings everywhere be free and safe.